Oh, there we go. Okay, it's working.
Hey guys, welcome to the 21st Voices podcast. My name is Molly.
My name is Sydney.
And I'm Lexi. On this podcast, we will be talking about controversial topics that play a big factor in our lives living in the 21st century.
So our topic today is social media. I personally feel that this is one of the most talked about topics for our generation.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
Well, social media can be used as a good thing and a bad thing if you think about it.
Well, I mean, I guess.
So let's dive in deeper and discuss the pros and cons of having social media.
Okay, one huge advantage to having social media for me is connecting with my friends.
Yeah, that's true. But at the same time, I feel like that can be quickly taken as a con.
I know some people who have felt completely ruined through the connection online and through social media, as you can't read people's emotions as well as in person.
I guess I could see how that goes both ways. Like, someone could feel left out by seeing people, such as their friends, hanging out without them.
Not only that, but looking at other photos can make you think that you're not good enough.
This can sadly lead to other events like depression, anxiety, or even worse beyond worse, suicide.
Yeah, that's terrible. But wait, did you guys hear about the U.S. military and the Department of Veterans Affairs and how they use social media to prevent suicide?
Wait, really? Oh my gosh.
How would that even work? From our point of view, or even mine, I can see that most of the time social media doesn't help with preventing suicide and more often causes it.
I understand that there are many downfalls to social media, but one of them I have greatly noticed is cyberbullying.
Yeah, it is something that is very common among teenagers focused on social media.
Agreed. When teenagers are so fixated on social media, it can be hard not to concentrate on the people saying mean things to you.
Cyberbullying can cause the victims to start to have anxiety, depression, stress, and other mental issues.
Yeah, these mental issues are very common between teenagers and even adults.
I've heard many cases of adults of all ages getting bullied over Facebook, Twitter, and other social media platforms like MySpace.
Abusive comments are cases of bullying that are even seen on social media.
And even though the comment can be deleted from your view, it never goes away for sure. Ooh, fences and privacy are another huge problem.
Impersonating others on social media can cause many online arguments.
Wait, did you guys know as of January 2019, there's been a total of 7.7 billion people on any form of social media?
Wow, I never thought about how many people are on social media and how high the chances are of you meeting someone online who is dangerous or complete and utter stranger.
Average daily time spent on social media is 116 minutes a day, or if you're Lexi, 5 hours.
A kid who is sleep deprived will typically be cranky and have an increased risk of obesity. Having a short attention span, lack decision-making skills, have increased health problems, be lethargic, and do less well in school.
Thank you, Sydney. Evening screen time can sabotage sleep.
Screen time before bedtime may leave people feeling groggy in the morning. Cell phones, computers, and TVs emit blue light. Exposure to that bluish light during the 2 hours before bed can keep us from getting a good night's rest.
As bad as that sounds, and how sadly true it is, social media is important for some people, or more in particular, businesses.
Yeah, adding on to that, social media marketing can help to validate your brand. Having a social media presence tells consumers that their brand is active and focused on thriving communication with consumers.
Social media marketing has the power to increase customer loyalty.
All in all, we can all agree that social media does have its pros and cons.
And even though it has its pros and cons, I still think we should limit our use on it.
Yeah, I definitely think that in today's society, we focus so much on social media.
I think that the final question is, should we still be letting our younger generations, or even us today, on social media 24/7?
So that is the end of the first episode of the 21st Voices podcast.
Thank you for tuning in.